1. Is 291s?
Yes, we are requesting the mixed-use classification for Unit 5, and Unit 6 is also a condo. The building consists of 6 units. We own 2.
Okay.
Okay.
And so it's the parcel number 095 that you're looking for the...
That's correct. That's Unit 5. Okay.
All right. With respect to BOE number 54, I'd make a motion to classify as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. You get a decision within a few days. Thank you for owning Tenny County.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Number BOE 53. Another Vineyards condo.
It's a Vineyards, yeah.
Looks like...
They must have had a...
Must have. Well, there was also that increase. Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Tenny County BOE. We've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we're hoping maybe we could take you up a little early. Would that be possible?
I haven't sent you guys anything, but as far as evidence, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we may be able to do this in pretty short order. Here, let me ask you this question. With respect to this LLC, does the LLC or any of the owners of the LLC own any other rental properties in Tenny County?
No.
Okay, this is the only one?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing on the first one, if you own one of them and you put it in a rental pool, then we, for a nightly rental, we do a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If the LLC or the owners have any more rental properties in Tenny County, those would be 100% commercial. Given that information, I'm going to make that motion. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
No, sir. I think that would be fine, because we, last year, we only rented it for about 112 nights, so...
Okay.
It's been pretty tough.
Understand. There's a lot of competition in the market right now. With respect to BOE...
If I can throw in, my husband's a veteran. Does that help me at all?
We appreciate his service. Thank you. Okay, as to BOE 53, I would make a motion to be classified as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Tenny County.
Thank you, Chair. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move on to BOE number 51. Hello, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Tenny County BOE. We have you scheduled for this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take you up a little early. Would that be possible?
How early are you talking?
Right now.
I'm in the middle of work. Is there any way maybe you can call me back in like 10 or 15 minutes?
Absolutely, I could do that. We could probably do this in about 60 seconds once we do it, so you tell me. I can call back in 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Give me like 1 minute.
Do you find anything else?
Only take a minute. I think I can get it knocked down.
Thank you. I just want to verify, does the LLC or the owners of the LLC own any other properties in rental program in Tenny County?
No.
Okay.
Nothing's changed for me at all.
Okay. And I'm assuming you just got the notice on the 100%, and you're looking for the mixed-use classification?
Yes, I'm just asking for it to be put back the way it was before.
Understand. All right. Any other questions from the board?
No.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE number 51 that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you. Sorry to bother you at work. We appreciate you taking it up early and owning in Taney County.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to take a BOE number 42 if we can.
Forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Mr. Davis, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. We have you scheduled for later this afternoon on your appeal, but we would possibly like to take it up early. We'll try to give you a call back here in a little bit. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Still no Tim Davis. We'll go on to BOE number 41. Effingham, Illinois. Let's stop there. Do you know if they own any more?
No, not there yet. Just the one.
Hi, this is Kevin Haney. I'm unavailable to make your call. Please leave your name and a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hey, Kevin, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know we got you scheduled later this afternoon, but we were hoping we could possibly take you up later this morning. I'll try to give you a call later this morning to see if you're available. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go on to BOE number 24. Yes, Robert. My name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. We've got you scheduled for later this afternoon, but we were hoping we might be able to take you up early. You got some time right now? Okay. You've got an LLC with Vineyards Loft. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And does Vineyards or any of the owners of Vineyards own any other nightly rental property in Taney County?
No, sir.
Okay. This is the only one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. With respect to this property, what we've typically been doing is if you have one property in Taney County that you put in a nightly rental program, we classify it as a mixed use on the first one, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any other ones that are acquired are 100% commercial. Given that information, is that what you're asking for, is the mixed use classification on this property?
As far as classification goes, yes, correct.
Okay. Are you also appealing the value at all? Or is this just classification?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that the increase of 230% is unfair.
Okay, we're going to have a conversation about that one.
Okay.
I was looking at the assessor when I said that. I apologize.
I don't have them down for value.
No worries.
Oh, we don't have a value appeal on this one?
Uh-uh. Well, if they can pull it up.
Loading.
Okay, I guess you didn't mark value on the appeal process, but we can look at it.
No, I did. I did on the online application, and I confirmed with the lady that made the schedule.
Okay. This is BOE number 24.
I've got it right here. This is supposed to be on page one.
Evaluation and classification.
Okay, so it's both. All right. Was this one physically inspected?
Again, this is part of the vineyards complex. They were all done, and we're still working on that. I'm going to take a look at what he's got.
What was it at last year?
Total assessed.
I'm showing it on my sheet here is 222,050 is the.
It was total valuation last year was 103,820.
That's gone up. It's doubled.
Yep.
Okay,
my notification here looks like I was appraised in the past at 103, mm-hmm. 820. Mm-hmm. Appraised this year at 238.
We've had more than just yours appealed already this session. We're only in our second day, so but there was something that was from 2011. There was something in the system for some reason. Have been given a discount out there. We don't know what that is, but I'm going to let the assessor talk about that.
Can you table this until we get, because we're still working with Kyle Ulrich for the tax system, because there's still an anomaly in the vineyards. So we're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
So I don't
there's
want to
an issue
to
in the vineyards.
Say
okay.
No to him on valuation because I don't know that it's right.
Right. And here's what we're going to, what date do you need? Do you need a week? Do you need, how much longer do you need?
Well, you've tabled everybody till the 13th. If you would put him in that group,
I think the 11th.
Yeah. To the 11th. If you'll
Could
table
we do that?
All the vineyards ones to that, if they have a value problem.
Okay.
I'll have it fixed by then.
All right. There is a problem in the system, and that probably is going to benefit you. So what I'd like to do is we're going to table this until the 11th. Could we call you back on the 11th in the afternoon?
I'm on a business trip at that time, but we can try.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely try.
Well, I tell you what, we'll accommodate you. If for some reason we can't get a hold of you, we can table it again to another later time. But we will try to get a hold of you on the 11th. We could call in the morning that day, but we're going to schedule you for the afternoon. And if we can't reach you or you're not available, we'll work with you on that because there is apparently some sort of problem in the system. But if this is the only property, you will get that mixed-use classification. But on the valuation issue, they need some time. Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. I make a motion to table this BOE number 24 until July 11th, 1 o'clock.
Did we vote on the 2575?
I think we'll just do it all at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, that would be my motion anywhere, my expectation is okay. Do I have a second on the table?
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We will give you a call sometime on the 11th, and if you're available, we'll try to take care of it then and try to get this valuation thing figured out. Okay?
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate
everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Chair, can I ask for a short recess?
Absolutely. We are recessed for 5.